smiles so nice like she wants to come with me, but she's tied to the dock and she can't get free. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down where we can play. Come on down to my boat, baby. Come on down, we'll sail away. Fish all day, sleep all night. Father never lets her out of his sight.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. We begin in Paris with the Olympic opening ceremonies underway. CBS's Wendy Gillette is there talking with fans still waiting to get in.
There's a little bit of chaos outside the gates to enter the opening ceremony, with little direction and crowds getting feisty when fans try to cut the massive line. Jackson Hamilton from Houston is waiting.
It's been a little chaotic. A lot of people seem to want to cut.
Rob Brennan lives in Raleigh. How long have you been waiting in line?
We've been waiting in line about an hour.
And are you impatient or are you okay with it?
A little impatient, I'd say. I was hoping to get in a little quicker than that.
But they won't miss it all. The opening ceremony will be almost 4 hours long.
And that chaos has only been compounded when an arsonist hit several high-speed rail lines in France as athletes and spectators were trying to get to the games. Wildfires out west are causing smoky conditions across the country. Weather Channel meteorologist Stephanie Abrams.
That smoke is due to 270 wildfires burning more than 2.6 million acres across the U.S.
CBS's Natalie Brand with details on a big meeting in Florida.
Former President Donald Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago, their first face-to-face talks in nearly 4 years.
We've had a good relationship. I was very good to Israel, better than any president's ever been.
It comes a day after Netanyahu visited the White House, meeting separately with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris.
Let's get the deal done so we can get a ceasefire to end the war.
Vice President Harris picking up a key endorsement today from the Obamas. Notorious Mexican drug lord El Mayo had his first court appearance this morning and pleaded not guilty. He's being held without bond. The leader of the Sinaloa cartel was arrested yesterday in El Paso, Texas, after evading authorities for decades. The son of his former partner, El Chapo, was also detained. New inflation data out today shows a moderate rise in prices last month. Business reporter Jason Brooks on what this may mean for interest rates.
The report on its own won't likely be enough to compel the Fed to lower interest rates at next week's meeting. But added to other economic readings, including slowing labor market signals, Wall Street remains highly confident that the central bank will start cutting rates in September.
And Deadpool and Wolverine set a new Thursday night record for an R-rated movie.
Want to talk about what's haunting you, or should we wait for a third act flashback?
The comic book flick sold an estimated 38.5 million worth of movie tickets from preview screenings alone. There's a rally on Wall Street this afternoon. The Dow is up 705 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. 8 school districts in southeastern Wisconsin are getting over $200,000 from the Department of Workforce Development. It's to buy advanced equipment like CNC mills and computer workstations. Kenosha Unified is getting equipment from Snap-on. The remains of U.S. Army Air Force Staff Sergeant Ralph Bodie, a Racine airman who died in World War II, have been identified through DNA testing. Bodie was shot down over Germany in 1944. He'll be buried in Racine in September. People going to the Taste of Wisconsin in Kenosha can get a free ride on the streetcar. They typically charge you about $1, but it's free this weekend and they are extending hours. It's all meant to accommodate the large number of people expected at the lakefront. During the Country Thunder Music Festival, there were 24 criminal arrests and 100 county ordinance citations given out. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says underage alcohol violations were the most common. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Baseball tonight in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are back home for the first time since the All-Star break as they host the Miami Marlins. Milwaukee winning four of their last five games on the road in Minnesota and in Chicago against the now last place Cubs. The Brewers are six games ahead of the Cardinals. The Pirates are still in third place, winning eight of their last 10. Christian Yelich says he's leaning towards rest and rehab instead of a season-ending back surgery. Yelly is on the IL for the second time this year with back tightness. NFL training camp. The Packers are now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday, open to the fans. Jordan Love remaining a spectator. Packers wide receiver Christian Watson on Love's situation.
Obviously there's a business side to this sport as well, and you know we're going to support him 100%, just like he does for us. So I think he deserves every penny that he's going to get and more. So you know, it's happy for him, and you know, hopefully whenever that time comes, you know, he gets what he wants, and then you know we can get this thing chopped.
That's number 9, Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Another super sunny day today with a high pressure system still overhead, giving us high temperatures into the upper 70s with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We stay clear tonight, fall to the low 60s, and tomorrow, a touch warmer, low 80s with abundant sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
WRJN. Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. So much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured. Now I find I change my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. That's the Beatles and Help. It was on this date in 2006. The guitar on which Sir Paul McCartney learned his first chords sold for £330,000 at an auction in London. The Rex acoustic guitar helped McCartney persuade John Lennon to let him join his band, The Quarrymen, in 1957.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. Loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on a dock of a bay, wasting time.
Radio Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Good, 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 good.
And that time I went and said goodbye. Now I'm back and not ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Here I am, baby. Oh, you got my future in your hands. Here I am, baby. You got my future in your hands. Hey, I've done a lot of foolish things that I really did.
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing all right. We have, once again, dumb but true product warning labels. These are actual warning labels on actual products. And you know,
wacky stuff.
Yeah, lawyers got involved at some point, you know.
All right. Of course.
On a mattress, the warning said, do not attempt to swallow. On a mattress.
Yeah, you think my mind goes to like an old school freak show.
Right.
The man that can swallow a mattress.
On a box of a Superman costume, it said, warning, cape does not enable user to fly.
Well, that's a sad proposition right there when you start game planning and seeing how that can go.
And finally, in the manual for an air conditioner, it said, caution, avoid dropping air conditioners out of windows.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think anybody's doing that on purpose.
You wouldn't think.
You wouldn't think, unless they're dropping it on a mattress that somebody is trying to eat. I don't know. Tie it all together.
There's Stuart J. Waddles. He'll keep us up to date with local news throughout the day on WRJN.
Hey, this is Maggie. If you're looking for me this afternoon, don't worry, I'm still around. Find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over at 540 AM WAUK or the Civic Media app. The same great talk you've come to expect from Civic Media, now on 540 AM WAUK and the Civic Media app.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word, Ducky, to get your second drink for free.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin CHAIRS Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
River City Dental Lab in Racine provides high-quality, handcrafted dental appliances by experienced technicians at affordable rates and in less than half the time. A full denture starting at $650. Acrylic partial denture starting at $600. Dental flippers for up to five teeth starting at $550. Reline your dentures for only $250. Night guards for only $250. Or have your dentures repaired starting at $80. By going directly through River City Dental Labs, you could save up to $2,000 on a full denture for the same outstanding quality. No more long waits to get everything back in place. Learn more online at RiverCityDentalLaboratory.com or call 312-256-6860 for an appointment. River City Dental Lab, providing dentures and more for a fraction of the cost in less than half the time.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Fun for the whole family awaits as kids bowl free through Labor Day.
Yes!
Make sure you stop by and sign up. You can also find the best swag music every Sunday afternoon on the patio from 3 to 6. Also, don't miss out on Racine's best kept secret, Angry Brothers Pub. Dig into awesome wings, fantastic burgers, and solid barbecue specials that'll keep you coming back. The perfect summer activities all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Another gorgeous sunny summer afternoon, a high of 76 today, a low of 63 tonight with clear skies.
Now you're feeling low and a fish won't bite. You need a little bit of soul to put you right. You gotta make like you wanna be in a prayer. We'll be right back.
winter's day. In a deep and dark December, I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain, it's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock, I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that have died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock, I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online. You'll find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new study committee will look at how to manage Wisconsin's sandhill crane population and reduce the crop damage they cause. The group is made up of state lawmakers, farmers, and conservationists. There's talk of setting up a hunting season. The committee is expected to make recommendations later next year. The Summer Olympics start today. As Lisa Hale reports, Wisconsin will be well represented.
18 athletes from the Badger State will compete for Team USA in the Paris 2024 Olympics. The biggest name competing might be Indiana Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. He's an Oshkosh native on the men's basketball team. The Paris Olympics officially kick off Friday and will last through August 11th. For Civic Media, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There were 24 criminal arrests and 100 county ordinance citations given out during Country Thunder this year. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says underage alcohol violations topped the list with 54 citations, while disorderly conduct accounted for the highest number of criminal arrests at 10. Despite the incidents, officials say the festival was successful. Mount Pleasant has taken legal action against the city of Racine. The village has filed a complaint with the State Public Service Commission over alleged water service violations. The village claims Racine's refusal to extend water services is a de facto development ban and breaches two agreements. It's important to ride an ATV or UTV safely. Melissa Kay has more.
20 people have died from ATV or UTV crashes so far this year, according to the Wisconsin DNR. 95% of fatal crash victims last year weren't wearing a helmet. The DNR urges operators and riders of the vehicles to wear safety equipment, They also make clear that those born on or after 1988 must complete an ATV and UTV safety certification course to drive on public trails and areas in Wisconsin.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another super sunny day today with a high pressure system still overhead, giving us high temperatures into the upper 70s with winds out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. We stay clear tonight, fall to the low 60s, and tomorrow, a touch warmer, low 80s with abundant sunshine. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Don't forget Music on the Monument tonight from 4:30 to 7. Tonight featuring the band Any Angle at 4:30. Don't forget the restaurants, too.
Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just long and it's sweet. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We are here on the floor, y'all. I'm going to.
You're singing along. It's Neil Diamond and Sweet Caroline on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollmann. Says here, research indicates that standing desks may not be as good for your health as previously thought. Whoa. Now that's the kind of news you might want to take sitting down.
The beat goes on. The beat goes on. beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee, la-da-da-da-da. Charleston was once the rage, uh-huh. History has turned the page, uh-huh. The mini skirts, the current thing, uh-huh. TD vowed for it, our newborn king, uh-huh. And the beat goes on. Goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermarket. Off to war. Electrically they keep a baseball score. And the beat goes on. The beat goes on.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La-da-da-da-dee. La-da-da-da-da. Grandma's sitting chairs and reminisce. Boys keep chasing girls to get a kiss. The cars keep a going faster all the time. Goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain. La da 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 dee. La da 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 da. And the beat goes on.
Yes, the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
And the beat goes on.
WRJN. When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever changing world in which we live makes you give in and cry, say live and let die. We'll be right back.
this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in a lie. Say, live and let die.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless answer back on WRJN. So if it seems like insurance ads are everywhere you look, you're not imagining things. In 2023, several major insurance companies continued to pour substantial amounts of money into advertising, ensuring their brands remain top of mind. Progressive led the pack with $1.73 billion spent on advertising last year. State Farm not far behind with $1.01 billion. Geico, despite reducing its advertising budget a bit, still invested heavily in 2023 in advertising. They came in third at just shy of $1 billion. Allstate fourth at $950 million.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Coming up, CBS News at 3 and a local update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
One day.